This is history making in Canada, a press conference to announce a milestone in addressing mistreatment and discrimination against First Nations families.
I'm very pleased to announce that Canada and the parties have reached two significant agreements in principle. One that provides fair and equitable compensation to First Nations children and families harmed by discriminatory underfunding, and the other addressing the long-term reform that's needed for the First Nations Child and Family Services Program.
It's been almost 15 years since Canada's Human Rights Tribunal ruled Child and Family Services had discriminated against First Nations children, leaving hundreds of thousands suffering trauma and spiraling into poverty. Billions in compensation in an agreement in principle, and still, for those affected, it is mostly an important step forward.
We have a long way to go to address the poverty in our nations, and no amount of money will ever be the right amount, nor will it bring back a childhood lost. But today is about acknowledgement, about being seen and heard.
Children taken from their families and put into a system underfunded and ill-equipped to deliver the basics of life led to generational trauma, harm, and loss. This milestone announcement cannot turn back the clock, but if solidified by the deadline, will build the framework.
The agreements in principle we have signed today will support First Nations children so that they can have the same opportunities to grow up with their families and communities, thriving through their cultures and languages. As a next step, and a difficult one, Canada and the parties will negotiate a final settlement agreement, which will map out how compensation will flow to First Nations children and families. It will establish a framework for long-term funding to improve services for children and families.
The parties have until March 31st to finalize the agreement. Jody Vance, Al Jazeera, Vancouver.